Up next on American Restoration.
This is a 1932 Hudson, one-quarter scale model.
It's the only one of its kind.
Yes.
I can't feel your breath quite on my neck yet.
It's not that I don't trust you, it's that I don't trust you.
We'll fill in the missing pieces with plaster.
Oh, it's all on.
Kyle! Go! Oh.
1, 2, 3.
I mean, this is the first time this has ever happened. There was something wrong.
I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Hey, Ken.
Oh, hi, Rick. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
This is cool. So what is this?
This is a 1932 Hudson, one-quarter scale model. It's one of a kind, and it was first shown at the 1932 New York Auto Show.
Really?
Nice.
Wow.
There are actually 12 of these produced, but each one is a different model. This is a Sterling Series Special Sedan.
So this is basically 1932, and it's the only one of its kind. Yeah. And who built it?
The Experimental Machine Shop Division of the Engineering Department at Hudson Motor.
Wow. I've heard of these, but I've never actually seen one. I mean, this thing is like the holy grail of model car collectors. Hudson was mass-producing cars.
Right. It was a lower-priced sedan.
Right.
Interestingly, in 1929, Hudson was third in sales in the industry, behind Ford and Chevy.
Right. How the heck do you know so much about the Hudsons?
My father worked for the Hudson Motor Car Company for 30 years, and I made a lifetime collection of Hudson Motor Car Company memorabilia. And I have a lot of it on display at a museum in Ypsilanti. When you finish with this car, I want to put it on loan to that museum.
Nice. That's bad.
So how do you see this totally being done?
I'd like it to be painted a brighter 1930s color.
Okay, I'll do some research.
The other thing is, this car should really have white wall tires.
White wall? You got it.
It looks like it's upholstered.
Yes, it is. The original upholstery is supposed to be mohair. We need a hood ornament.
Okay.
And this light, which has a glass lens, has to be mounted.
Screwed on there, right?
Right. So what are we looking at by doing this?
Get this back to museum quality. It's going to be extremely difficult because there's days and days of hand, tedious perfection work to be done to this. Could be like 100 hours. This car might be small, but it's a gigantic job. It's one of a kind, it's missing pieces, and it's handcrafted. I'm going to have to hit him with a big number and hope it doesn't lose us this job.
I'm looking for 15 grand to do the whole piece.
Wow, I really wasn't expecting that, that's for sure. So you're telling me it's going to look like it did in 1932 at the New York Auto Show, and there won't be any deviation from that for that price.
That's the way I see it, too.
Well, I want to get it done while I'm still young, so I guess we have a deal.
Okay. Awesome, kid.
Okay.
Awesome, awesome. I need to get inside and start some research.
Okay.
Figure that out.
Wow, look at that.
Mike the truck, man, Brettley.
Damon, nice to meet you. I was hoping to get this thing restored. Something cool
what is
I
that?
Found.
Oh, wow, I've never seen one of these.
Oh, they put them in old hotels, motels, hospitals, and stuff like that.
Well, let me bring you back to Rick. He's the man we got to talk to. Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
We got a customer here with an item.
Look at that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's an old pillow radio speaker they used to put on the backboard.
Right.
Of course, this is upside down, so that when you're laying on your back, you can read this and dial it in without getting up.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a little speaker right here on a cord. You put that under your pillow, and you put a coin in there and dial in some Elvis and rock you to sleep at night.
The thing is the guy that actually designed this and built this Dahlberg guy, he was a god dang genius. He was also the guy that invented the Miracle Ear hearing aid.
That's cool.
Does it work?
No, I plugged it in. It did a little, and that was it. I unplugged it, shorted out.
It could have blown some of the tubes. To restore it up and work and everything again, make it look pretty, make it some kind of a nice stand. I'm looking at probably $600 to do the whole piece.
Well, I guess I could do $600.
You good with that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
You'll love it.
Believe me, disappointed.
No, you'll love it.
Sweet.
Okay.
I got this.
Do not shake.
All right.
Hey, bud, you ready to tear this thing apart?
Yeah.
It's one of a kind, so if we ruin anything on it, we're done. You know what done means, right? Screwed, can't fix.
Oh, my God.
All right.
You're overwhelming.
It's not that I don't trust you. It's that I don't trust you.
Just call me Bradley.
When something's supposed to be museum quality, I'm not real comfortable with somebody else doing the work.
Who are you kidding? You'd micromanage how I wipe my if I let you.
That's a good thing.
No.
There's little nails in here, so we should be able to separate the top from the body. This trim on there, it would have been black too. We're gonna have to get that up somehow.
It's not a complex process.
You're bending the metal already.
Could you get a little closer, please? I can't feel your breath quite on my neck yet.
Let me see.
I'm bending it. You made that look like a skate park ramp.
I mean, as long as we don't break this, we can flatten this out. So don't tear it. Be careful.
Oh.
What'd you do? Careful, it's brittle. We're tearing down this Hudson model car, and if we break anything, we're out of luck.
Oh. That stuff ain't coming off so easy, is it?
And they're just stuck in there.
Do this. Scrape it all off so I can see where each nail is.
This works pretty good.
Once you get under them. We're almost there. You just have to be patient. That's why I'm here, and that's why patience is...
a virtue?
It is a virtue. It's the only way you can restore anything, is with patience. You can't be quick about it. Take your time, be patient, do it right. Look at this.
There it is. There's the end right there. See that?
Look at that.
Good. That's
that was the way to do it.
Manny's gonna love me.
Go team.
Voila.
Wow. Now we can get to the seats.
Yep.
So look what this stuff's made out of.
Is that like cement?
Yeah. Ooh. We're gonna have to remake these.
Windows should just pop out.
Yep.
Nice. Now that I got all the hard part figured out for you, all the screws are available, so you can go ahead and take the rest of it apart.
All right.
Don't lose anything. Good job.
Thanks.
It's right over here.
Over here, huh?
A customer brought in a really cool 1950s Pello radio.
Plugged it in, it did a little pss, and that was it. I unplugged it.
Radios that go zap are bad news, so I brought in our radio expert, George, to take a look.
Okay, you ever seen anything like that?
It's a Pello speaker?
Wow. It was made in 1955, and I think they made a couple thousand of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the interior of
okay.
it. And it doesn't work. Can you figure out what the problem is?
Well, we could test the tubes. You know, if it shorted out, it would take out components and stuff.
That doesn't sound good.
This is actually a 1949 tube tester.
Wow.
Yeah, and I went through and rebuilt it and everything.
It's pretty.
Looks good for its age.
Yeah.
Held up better than I did. Now we need a drum roll. This is the tube that gets the brunt of the power coming in. That's a rectifier. You put the tube in. We're looking for it to go into the green.
Okay.
And if it goes there, we're good.
Okay.
These tubes are hard to get.
Yes.
And they're pretty expensive, too. Here we go. Give it a second there. It's moving up.
Going. Come on. More. Oh.
That's weak.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it's shorted out.
Oh, so it's definitely bad.
It does need replaced, yeah. And then it should work.
Good news is none of the components are damaged. Bad news is a 1950s vacuum tube is shorted out, and now I gotta find one.
Okay, so what I'll try to do, I'll try to locate this tube.
That's gonna be difficult.
Thanks.
Okay, Rick.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
What have we here?
So here's the deal. These are the seats off that 1932 Hudson quarter scale model we got in. They were upholstered in mohair. You have any mohair?
Mohair?
You don't have any mohair?
Oh, I gotcha. Another bald joke. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
So the problem is, these are broken so severely that there's giant pieces taken out of them. If we make new ones, these things will be perfect. The curves, all that has to be exactly the same.
Why don't we just fix them?
I didn't know they could be fixed.
Just give it a little wiggle, a little push with your finger just to make sure nothing's gonna snap off. Then we'll use tape to build a mold and we'll fill in the missing pieces with plaster. It's like making a...
a cake!
Like making a cake. Yeah, we want it about the consistency of...
wasabi?
Wasabi, exactly. Just scoop it out and pile it in there.
Was that getting the air bubbles out?
You get the air bubbles out, and it'll help it settle down in those cracks down at the bottom.
Wow, this is way easier than I thought, and actually pretty boring. But I think I know how I can liven it up. Kyle!
Oh!
What the hell are you doing?
We gotta make enough so we can have a snowball fight. Oh, it's on. It's on.
Leave me out, okay?
You're out.
I don't wanna get freaking beamed in the head with a chunk of plastic. Typical Tyler. I'm doing all the work, and he's screwing off.
What the hell was that? You just threw a whole chunk of water. You look like you got this. I'm gonna go wash my hands. So I'll see you later.
Hey, come on. Get him, Kyle. Go for the hair.
Oh. Slacker.
Nice and cozy up here.
Why are you up here?
Hey, the front's my seat.
All right, you two knuckleheads. We need this tube for the pillow speaker.
Check this guy out. Looks like Ron.
He is a good looking dude.
Check it out.
Oh, man.
Nice and cozy up here.
Why are you up here?
Hey, the front's my seat.
So I'm on the road with the Dusham twosome, and we're hoping to find the replacement tube for the pillow speaker. Between Bradley's experience and Leonard's brains, I'm hoping we have some great success.
Picking is a lot more than just trivia. You gotta know people. You know, you gotta know how to get the price down.
Look, this is the way it works. I'm short. I can spot stuff closer to the ground. Ron is tall. He can spot stuff from afar. Whereas you, height-wise,
What the hell is this guy talking about?
We'll solve this by action, not words. You understand?
Action.
So get in there, make me proud, and find that tube. All right, you two knuckleheads. Have at it.
Radios?
Little too new.
Nope, nope, nope.
Check this guy out. Looks like Ron.
He's a good looking dude.
Come on, Larry, we gotta stay focused. Gotta find these tubes.
What we're looking for is a variable mu pentode. Pentode means that it has 5 electrodes.
Just remember 5. Okay, so if you see something with 5 pins on it,
it might be it.
Jump on it.
What about that thing right behind you guys? Mutoscope Ace Bomber. This baby was released in 1941 as World War II was blaring. The enemy bomber would rotate around, and you had these 4 sets of guns. And then when the plane is aligned with the gun, you blast it!
Let's keep moving.
I was stopping at all these amazing pieces, and Ron and Bradley were like,
oh, we don't have time to check this out. We have to find the tube.
All right, Lane, we gotta keep looking for those mupentos. Mupentos?
Pentodes, like a toad. Like a big frog.
You need to remember that.
All right, here we go.
That looks
good. That's 5 right there.
Hold on. That is...
That's 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Count them.
Oh.
What do you think's in here?
Is that a radio in a box?
Radio in a box.
Holy.
Oh.
Holy.
Do you know what these are?
These are tubes.
These are tubes, Leonard.
Wow, really?
In your face, Lenny. I saved the day because I found the tubes.
You don't know which one of these we need.
No, I don't.
Wait.
That's 6. Nice try.
This will still work.
So we're looking for something that has 5 points on it.
I tricked you. It's still a pentode.
No, it's not.
I said 5 electrodes, not 5 points. Their real electrodes are hidden under the glass.
Let me see it.
Is that it?
3, 4, 5.
Yeah, you know what? It was a team effort. That, okay?
It felt amazing to find the tube you were looking for. I proved that I am picker number 1. Don't feel bad, Bradley.
Leonard, shut up.
How's it going, Ted?
So far, so good.
So you remember the little quarter-scale Hudson? Right. It was missing some pieces, a bunch of little pieces. That is what we have.
What's this?
This is the hood ornament.
And I imagine...
What's left of it. Yeah. So that's what the hood ornament would look like. That's their insignia of the car.
But I need you to make it a quarter of that size.
That thing's only going to be that long.
Right.
That's going to be a nightmare. Somebody has some patience.
Yes,
no doubt
a lot of patience.
This is a taillight.
We need one for the other side.
Hood ornament and a taillight.
Yeah, piece of cake. It's all in the palm of your hand.
I should feel good about it. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Damn.
Man, these Dale boys. First, they got Tyler running off, starting to plaster fight while I'm stuck fixing the seats. I don't want to get freaking beamed in the head with a chunk of plaster. And then this guy comes and dumps a hellacious job in my lap and laughs it off. I need a raise.
It ain't happening.
How about if we change the name to Ted's Restoration?
Strike two. One of a kind, going in a museum. Hit it on the head.
For this taillight, I'm using a lathe to whittle a block of metal down to its rough shape, and then I'll bring it down by hand. This hood ornament is a completely different animal. It's completely carved by hand from a single block of aluminum. But the thing is, if I make a mistake, I gotta start all over again. Oh man, I got a long way to go.
Hey, Rick, Damon's here to pick up the pillow speaker.
Hey, Rick. Good to see you, man. I'm stoked. I want to see this
thing. Enjoy it, man. I got to get back to work.
Okay, thanks, Bradley.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're stoked? You ready? Yeah.
All right, well, it's around the corner here. Come on.
Sweet, let's go.
Come on.
I'm here today at Rick's to pick up my pillow speaker radio that I had restored. The speaker was missing. It didn't work. There was big cracks in the plastic, and it was a piece of junk.
You ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Check it out.
Are you kidding me?
So, Damon, what do you remember this pillow speaker looking like?
A pile of junk.
Yeah.
Nothing worked. It was missing half the parts.
Yeah. So you got all that in your head?
I do.
Okay, you ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Check it out.
Oh, man. Dude, this is not the same thing that I brought you. I mean, you got my stand. I wanted a stand.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd be able to find the speaker. I was pretty amazed that it looked the way it did. It was awesome.
I had to search high and low for this speaker.
Yeah, that was the word I was worried about. I mean, is this the original colors to that?
Yes, we actually had to find one that was the same color.
Where was any of the cracks at?
The cracks in the plastic, we fixed those, blended them, and then rubbed it all out. There's no paint on this except for inside the lettering.
Oh, so this ain't repainted?
No.
That's original plastic?
That's original plastic.
Also, I mean, I can't find the cracks.
Yeah, isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
Well, of course, but my big question is, does it work?
Well, these are actual tokens from a hospital.
And they actually say Dahlberg on them. Oh, my God.
Is that not cool? Those are yours.
See, those are hard to find.
Seriously? Cool.
Okay. All right, now let's fire this bad boy up. Now all you got to do is turn the volume on. There you go.
Monday morning at 6:45 a.m.
Wow.
Why don't you tune in? Because
that sounds a lot better than I was expecting.
Yeah. It's got that crackly, very cool sound.
I can't believe this old thing sounds that good. It is awesome.
You got it, man.
You got it.
It's awesome.
So cool. I love this stuff. Let's go inside. I do have some extra parts. I ended up finding, and I want to give them to you.
Sweet.
Okay, come on in.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, back here, Ty.
Oh, Ken is here. To pick up his mini Hudson?
Right
on.
All right, good seeing you
good
again.
See
hey,
you.
I'm really anxious to see this.
You are.
You had quite a project to
do,
right?
I was sweating bullets.
Well, I've been waiting 25 years for this.
Yeah, okay, good, then you're ready.
My goal with restoring the car was to have it look exactly as it did when it first appeared at the 1932 New York Auto Show. If we didn't do it accurately, well, I don't know.
Now, before you unveil this,
yeah.
Remember, I had very high expectations. So the pressure's on.
I believe you.
The pressure's been on.
One thing, do you remember what it looked like?
Yes, and we needed a lot of replacement parts.
Yeah, there was all these missing pieces we had to build from scratch by hand.
So you ready? One, two, three.
You did it.
Yeah.
You did it.
Good job. I was peeling. You know, I'm waiting for him to jump up and down.
Sweat bullets.
Man, I've never seen a customer react like that before. I thought there was something really, really wrong.
I think I need to go change my pants.
Looks great. Well, I knew you were the right one for the job, that's for sure, and you did it. It really stands out as a color. The color's fantastic. I wish I could drive it home. And you didn't even have a pattern for the hood ornament other than the cover of the catalog.
That started out in a chunk of aluminum about this by this.
Wow. Huge.
All hand done. Ted also did the bottom brace because it was snapped off right here, so he made the arrow coming down. I mean, to get this thing going and have it look like it is now has been hours and hours of painstaking work by hand.
How many people worked on this altogether?
We have about 20 guys here, I think 19.5.
Okay. Swear.
So we had Charlie, our upholster, go ahead and upholster it all in real mole hair. It's all aluminum, so we had to metal finish everything. All the wheels, they had a lot of broken spokes in here.
Mm-hmm.
We went in there and brazed all those. So now it actually, you can see the gauges. Mm-hmm. You look really close, you'll see that there's 0 miles on this car. Where it's never been driven.
Okay.
One of the taillights we're missing in the rear, so we reproduced all that, Ted did. We cut all the glass. It's real glass, it's not plexiglass.
But you've done a tremendous job, and there's going to be a big sign next to it. Restored at Rick's Restoration.
Awesome. That's worth its weight in gold right there, believe me. Don't send another one here, though.
No.
One's enough.
One's enough. Yeah. Okay.